It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
At Blockchain Business, we have a friend called A4. He, she, or an artificial intelligence software program, sends us ever so often emails purporting to come from PayPal. Incidentally, PayPal has just announced it has launched a stablecoin for its 435 million active account holders. Of course, you are hearing about this for the first time on this Business, Finance, and Technology edition. Ivor offers Blockchain Business great deals. We have money just waiting to be collected, website options, and lots more. Ring my roll. You see, Ivor is part of a global phishing network of cybercrime gangsters, or modern-day Al Capone crooks, whose only aim is totally nefarious. Phishing is the fraudulent practice of sending emails or other messages purporting to be from reputable companies with the intention of inducing you, the online worker, to reveal personal information such as passwords and credit card numbers. A phishing campaign such as Evil Proxy works like this. First, you get an email from someone or something like Ivor. The victim clicks on the email link and is directed to a legitimate website. It could be YouTube, Slick Deals, or Voice of Barbados. Then the unfortunate victim is redirected through a series of other websites to finally land on the phishing page, in this case, that created by Evil Proxy, which mimics recipient branding and attempts to handle third-party identity providers. We learn about Evil Proxy through a colleague with the local technology WhatsApp group run by the Barbados ICT Professionals Association. The fact is, cybercrime is a growing business globally. And as online payments become bigger and bigger with services such as PayPal's stablecoin and many others, listeners to Blockchain Business will continue to hear more about these activities. Applying the basics, such as ignoring emails from sources you are unfamiliar with, is one approach. Recently, CIBC First Caribbean alerted customers to a possible cybercrime attack by advising them that the bank does not send out SMS or text messages to its customers. We have highlighted the views of CIBC First Caribbean on this program, and the concern was raised then that smaller businesses are particularly vulnerable because they may lack the human resources and money to invest in the technology and monitoring. HelpNet Security, an online cybersecurity news service, is reporting that phishing has increasingly become a service which is being marketed to global businesses. HelpNet Security says Evil Proxy phishing as a service tool has also been found to be targeting Microsoft user accounts of some executives, including managers at more than 100 organizations globally, in an attempt to break into their operations. The Evil Proxy Toolkit is described as easy to use and part of a growing trend of illegal products and services being offered to cybercrime operators. So if Ivor pops up in your email, you know what to do. Hit the delete button. And if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and educational, you also know what to do. Stay tuned for more, much, much more, on Voice of Barbados on Monday and Friday morning.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.